Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia through the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we're going to be asking the question, what about the rapture? Christians are always talking, in fact, even Hollywood, they talk about Armageddon and rapture and various different things like that. And so this term rapture is certainly a word that is tossed around daily. And it's even a term that I think unbelievers even understand as well, at least this idea of, well, I may not believe in Christ or I may not believe in his second coming, but I'm aware what these Christians say when they talk about the rapture. Let me just qualify what I mean by saying that non-believers also understand the rapture. They understand that what it means when we as believers talk about it. Okay, with that said, there's a lot of confusion when it comes to the rapture. And for some, the confusion starts out by saying that, well, really the Bible does not talk about the rapture. Well, I have to let you know that is an incorrect statement. The Bible does talk about the rapture. In fact, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul is talking to the church in Thessalonica. Now, this was a glorious church. It was probably one of the best churches Paul had ever planted. It was a church that in chapters 1 and 2, Paul just was boasting about them. And this was a church that was saved. This was a church that was sanctified. This was a church that was sacrificial. This was a church that was doing incredible job witnessing for Christ. It was a glorious church. Now, but there was a little confusion in that church. Some believers had died. And the people are going, okay, like, where are they? What happened to them? And there were some false teachers who had come in, and it seems like they were teaching some false views about the rapture, basically teaching false views about those believers who had died in Christ. They basically just said, well, those who are dead are dead, and, you know, that's the deal. There's no hope for them. That was one view. There was another view saying, well, Christ has already come back, and those who have died since then are lost. And Paul starts out in chapter 4, verse 13, refuting both of those theories. He says, brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep or those who have died in Christ, because we don't want you to grieve like the rest of mankind who has no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. Let's stop right there. Paul was trying to encourage the believers there in that church, believers who had lost loved ones, who also were believers, but who had died. Paul says, no, we want you to know that we don't grieve over the death of our loved ones who are in Christ like the rest of the world does, who has no hope in Christ. No, we believe that because Jesus died and rose again, we therefore believe that God will bring with Jesus, to Jesus, those who have died in him. And again, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul makes that great point where he talks about what happens to believers when they die? Paul's talking about himself, and he's saying, you know what? I wish, you know I got a lot of ministry here to do on earth, but man, it would be so great if I could be in heaven. And he says in verse 6 of chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in this body here on earth, we're away from the Lord. Why? Where's the Lord right now? Seated at the right hand of the Father, there in heaven. So Paul says, while he is in this earthly body of his, he says, I know that I'm away from the Lord. He says in verse 8, I would prefer to be away from this earthly body. Why, Paul? Because I will then be at home with the Lord. So, back to 1 Thessalonians, tying it in. What Paul was saying here is, once a believer dies here on earth, their soul or spirit is immediately separated from their earthly body. We are no longer in this body. Therefore, we are at home with the Lord. Our soul or spirit immediately goes to be with the Lord. The soul or spirit is not sleeping up there. There's no such thing as soul sleep. It is home with the Lord, and it is awaiting a new glorified, indestructible, immortal body. You see, we're not going to just live in eternity as disassembled spirits that are just floating around in this spirit consciousness. No, Christ, okay? When he rose from the dead and he stayed on earth 40 days, he walked with people, he talked with people, he ate with people. He had a fully resurrected body, correct? He is the first fruits of those who will follow him. So, how Christ was raised, body and soul, glorified body, right? We will be raised on that day where our glorified bodies will connect with our souls and we will live with Christ forever throughout eternity, body and soul. And that's why Paul says, I don't want you to grieve like the rest of mankind who has no hope. No. Because Christ died and rose again, he says, we believe that those who have died in Christ, God's going to bring to Christ. Well, how does that happen? Well, how do we get a new glorified body? Well, verse 15 of chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians, according to the Lord's own word, Paul says, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, that's the second coming of Christ. If Christ were to come back today, Christian, we're still alive here, right, on earth. It says, we who are left until the coming of the Lord, we will certainly not proceed and go to heaven before those who have already died in the Lord. Well, what do you mean, Paul? Verse 16. The Lord himself will come down from heaven, and with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with a trumpet call of God, the dead in Christ will rise first. What does he mean there? My father died February 14th, 2009. Praise God, he died as a believer in Jesus Christ. So, I did the memorial service, and then we put my father in a mausoleum there where his casket was put into a wall. And I remember as they were putting the casket in there, and they were getting ready to seal it, my mother was crying and people were crying, and I said, stop. And I made the poor workers, they thought I was crazy. I said, pull the casket back out. They're thinking, what in the world is this guy doing? I said, everybody, this is not my father who's in this casket. I said, my father is home with the Lord. How do I know that? Once his soul or spirit left his earthly body, it was immediately home with the Lord. And I said, this body that is now in the casket that is about to be sealed in this wall is not the body my father is going to have throughout eternity. Because what's going to happen is when Christ comes back, my father is going to hear the loud command of Christ, the voice of the archangel, he's going to hear the trumpet call of God, and my father's earthly body that's in that casket that is decaying daily, that body will be raised. And what will happen is his body then be transformed into an eternal, glorified, uncorruptible body, new body that will connect with his soul or spirit and be with the Lord forever. That's what Paul was saying here to the people in Thessalonica. Don't get stressed and depressed about your loved ones who have died in the Lord. The good news is their soul or spirit is immediately home with the Lord. They're okay. What about their bodies, Paul? Don't worry about their earthly bodies. Their earthly bodies are decaying right now. But here's the good news. When Christ comes back, second coming, when they hear the loud command of Christ, their earthly bodies that are decaying will rise. New glorified bodies, incorruptible bodies, will connect with their soul or spirit, and they will be with the Lord forever. That's why Paul said, we don't grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. And then Paul said in verse 17, after those who are dead in Christ rise and receive their new glorified bodies and are now connected to their soul or spirit, Paul says, after that, we who are still alive and our left will be caught up together. Key words, caught up together. In the Latin, it means raptura. That's where we get our word rapture. So Paul says, after the dead in Christ rise and receive their new glorified bodies, after that, we who are still alive will be raptured, caught up, also raised to be with them in the clouds where we will meet the Lord together. And we will be with the Lord forever. So, rapture. The word is a raptura in the Latin. We get that from Jerome's Vulgate, which is the Latin translation of the Bible, the first Latin translation of the Bible. And basically what it means is that we, if Christ were to come back today, we as believers would have to wait our turn before we are caught up or raptured to be with Christ. First, the dead in Christ, like my father who died in 2009, he will be raised, get his new glorified body. It will be combined with his soul or spirit. Okay? He will be in the clouds with the Lord in the air. Okay? Then, after that, we who are still alive will be raised, raptured. We too will receive a new glorified body that will be with our soul or spirit forever. And we will all be together. We all who have been raptured will be with the Lord forever. That's why Paul says, encourage one another with these words. More on that after the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of Gospel on the Go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hot Topics, where we are talking about the rapture. What is the rapture? Is it real? When is it? How is it? And if you were with us on the first part of the show, we were taking a look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, where we get the word rapture, raptura in the Latin, from the Apostle Paul. And basically, in this section, Paul was trying to encourage the believers in the church of Thessalonica. They had some loved ones who were Christians who had died. And now the believers who were still alive were wondering, where are our loved ones? What happened? And there were some false teachers who had come in and were giving all kinds of different theories as to where the loved ones of the dead loved ones who were believers, where they were. And Paul says, no, let me just straighten this out for everybody. Here's how it's going to work. if Christ were to come back today, okay, those who are dead in Christ, their souls or spirits will come back with Christ. Their physical bodies, earthly bodies, will be raised. They will receive new glorified bodies that combine with their soul or spirit, and they will be caught up in the air to be with the Lord forever. Paul says, so that when Christ comes back, those who are dead in Christ will be raised first in Christ. After that, we who are still alive, or we're still here on earth, and Christ comes back today, we then, after the dead in Christ are raised, we then will be raptured up, caught up, taken to the Lord there in the air, where we too will receive new glorified bodies that will be combined with our soul or spirit, so that we will have incorruptible bodies that can live with the Lord forever. That's the idea of the rapture right there. Okay? And the rapture will happen, we are told, when Christ himself comes down from heaven. That's his second coming. There will be a loud command, the voice of the archangel, and the trumpet call of God. Now, again, in Revelation, we see it talks about the last trumpet. That's what we're referring to here. Now, again, some people say that this rapture is going to actually happen before a period called the tribulation. Some people teach, and Christendom, and they're believers and love the Lord, and they interpret end times. They believe in what's called a pre-tribulation rapture of believers. Bunch of theological talk, but basically here's what it means. They say that Christ, right before the great tribulation, when Satan is running rampant throughout the earth and the Antichrist comes, that's the tribulation period. Those who teach what's called a pre-tribulation, they say that Christ will come back. This is not his second coming. He will come, but not actually touch his feet on the ground, so therefore it's not really a second coming. They say that it's then that all believers who are alive will be raptured up to heaven, okay? The church is raptured up to heaven and therefore will avoid the tribulation, the seven-year horrific tribulation period. And then they talk after that that there will be a thousand-year millennial period where Christ will literally reign in Jerusalem on the throne of David for 1,000 years. That is called the pre-tribulation rapture theory. Believers will not experience the tribulation. They will be raptured or caught up, taken with the Lord out before the tribulation. Now, most Christians have been taught this. It's a very popular teaching. In fact, you guys have probably heard of a famous series of books called the Left Behind series. That's what the Left Behind series teaches, okay? That the church is raptured before the tribulation, and those who have not been raptured, non-believers, have been left behind and therefore have to deal with the tribulation on their own. There are others, however, who believe that the thousand-year millennial reign is symbolic. They also believe that we are currently in the tribulation period. They believe that when Christ comes back, that will be his second coming. He's coming for his church. He's coming to judge the wicked. And that is it, that Christians will, in fact, go through the tribulation period. Christians are, in fact, in the tribulation period now. The tribulation period will get worse and worse before the second coming of Christ. It will be right before the second coming of Christ that Satan is able to run rampant. The Antichrist shows up. Christians who are still here on earth will experience that tribulation. But when Christ comes back, believers will be raptured up with him, and that will be it. Game over. That is called the amillennial view. A for the Greek meaning no, millennium. No literal thousand-year millennial. So, now that I gave you all that theological stuff, it's real simple. There are other views as well, but the two that probably are the most prevalent, you have the view that says Christians will not experience the tribulation. They will be raptured or caught up, taken away by Christ right before the tribulation period. Therefore, Christians will not have to deal with tribulation. That's one view. The other view is no. Christians will deal with the tribulation. Tribulation period started after the first coming of Christ. The tribulation period will continue on and get worse until the second coming of Christ. The bad news is that Christians have to experience the tribulation, those who are here on earth. So, listening audience, which view do you hold on to? Because again, either both views say that Christians will be raptured, taken away to be home with the Lord forever. And that's biblical. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. So it's not a question of, is the rapture biblical? It's a question of, when does the rapture happen? Before the tribulation period, where Christians are taken away and don't experience the tribulation? Or are Christians raptured and taken to be home with the Lord in his second coming, meaning that Christians will experience the tribulation? Well, let's see what Jesus says. And again, let me be abundantly clear here. Okay, we're talking about end times, and we're talking about apocalyptic, I guess, theology, which means we have to be very, very careful when it comes to professing our dogmatic views about end times, because guess what? Jesus made it very clear that we're not going to know for certain when that happens, or even really how that's going to happen. We do know that Christ, in Acts chapter 1, the angels said to the disciples, hey, the same way you saw Christ taken away from you, okay, taken up in the clouds of heaven, is the same way he's going to come back. But in terms of how and when and all that, we have to be very careful with that. Scripture just does not give us this clear system of, okay, this is how it's going to happen. This is when it's going to happen. This is the rapture period and blah, blah, blah. Okay, we do know the rapture will happen. We do know that believers will be caught up, raptured to be with Christ forever. We know that those who are dead in Christ now, those who are alive in Christ when Christ comes back, we will all receive new glorified bodies that will connect to our soul and spirit, and we will have glorified bodies in heaven forever. We won't be these disassembled spirits. So that's the good part. We know that. We just don't know when the rapture is going to take place. Is it before this tribulation period, or is it right before Christ comes back and that Christians are going through the tribulation? In John chapter 16, Jesus says something very interesting to his believers. Okay, this is obviously before Jesus went to the cross, okay, and before he was resurrected to heaven. Jesus said to his disciples, he's talking about how things are going to be very, very tough for them, okay? And he says in chapter 16, verse 33, I've told you these things. I've warned you, believers, of these things, so that in me you may have peace. Well, Jesus, why do we have to have peace in you while we're here on earth? Because he says in this world you will have trouble. Interesting. The word he uses in the original is tribulation. What is he saying to believers? You will have tribulation. Doesn't sound like Jesus is saying we're going to be raptured out of the tribulation before it happens. Doesn't sound like Jesus is saying only non-believers will experience tribulation. He's talking about that we as believers will have trouble or tribulation in this world. He says, but take heart, I've overcome the world. You see, I believe that we are in the tribulation period. I believe that the millennial period is a symbolic, not a literal thousand-year period. I believe that that period started with the first coming of Christ. I believe that that millennial period will last all the way until the second coming of Christ. I believe that as we get closer and closer to the second coming of Christ, that we will experience more and more and more tribulation. Why? Because in this world, Jesus said, you will experience tribulation. But take heart, he said, I've overcome the world. And we can have peace knowing that even if we're having the threat of our heads chopped off for being believers in Christ, we know that Christ has overcome this world, meaning this is not our home. Our home is to be with the Lord forever. And as a result, we can take heart, we can have confidence that when Christ comes back, he is going to rapture us with him, up with him forever. We will be caught up into the heavens with him forever. Fully glorified body, connected to our soul or spirit, being with the Lord forever. So guess what? This world is not our home. And as things get worse and worse, we can have the hope and confidence knowing that this isn't the only life we have. You know, there's a famous guy who preaches in America, talks about, he wrote a book, Your Best Life Now. No, Christian, this world cannot be your best life now. No, no, no. If this is your best life now, then guess what? You're not going to heaven. You're going to hell. You know what I'm saying? No, no. This is not your best life now. Why? Because in this world, you're going to have tribulation. But take heart. Christ overcame the world. We can have peace in him. And so, Christian, whether you die before the Lord comes back or whether you're alive when he comes back, the good news is this. You will be caught up with the Lord, raptured. And you will be with him forever, where you will experience no pain, no suffering, no tribulation. For the old order of things has passed, Revelation 21, the new has come. In Christ, we are more than conquerors. Take heart, Christian. In this world, we'll have tribulation. But in Christ, we can have peace. Why? Because he's overcome the world.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.